Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another audio boo for November 3rd, 2013. And here I am out on another walk on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm actually walking on Simcoe Street, which is a block over from where my parents are. They're on Gate Street. And I'm in the section between William and Center Street, heading towards Center Street. There's a nice house here on the left that was, well, it's 30-some years ago now, so it's, I think there used to be a dentist live there. I don't know if they still do live there. And coming up to a yellow house on the left that's been there for as long as I can remember. And there's a lot of hedges and stuff on the right, I mean on the left right here. Telephone pole. This house has kind of a window that kind of sticks out. It looks like a box, almost. And it's got like four white posts, like sort of like two on each side, kind of. And we've got the sun behind me, sort of heading northeast. Okay, now we've got a house with a fence. The reason I'm on Simcoe Street, somebody came by just as I was getting ready to head out the door and said there was a fire in a house. Just on one of the corners here, although I didn't see the house. But anyway, now I'm coming up to a lot just as I approach Center Street. Used to be a small little green white house years ago. I guess they got the lot and they took it over. But anyway, with what's been going on, got my internet working finally. After my dad and I ran the long cable down street, down out the bedroom window, just let it down, took it in through the fruit cellar, through a vent. My dad actually made a hole in the vent and fed the wire through, and then put it up in the basement, stapled it up in a few places, cut the corner out of the door jamb a little bit, both that and the room where the electrical panel is in there, and ran it up. So, got internet. And of course, I talked to Delma last night. Got the, after that, finished about midnight, got the router put up, and then conquered email. Well, I actually, in order, I did the email, some email first, and then put the router in place. And then I did a speed test to make sure everything was still good, because the router was on 100 feet of cable, and normally you put the router close to the modem, and even the instructions say to do that. There's a squirrel or something trying to climb the tree here. I'm in front of an old historic church now, St. Andrew's Church. I think it was like the late 1700s this thing was built. And I'm just going to see what this says here, this historic plaque here. So bear with me here for a second. St. Andrew's Church. A Presbyterian formed congregation at Niagara in 1794 with John Dunn as a resident minister. Within a year, they had built a church, and by 1802, a schoolhouse. American troops burned the church during the War of 1812. So just a little historic plaque. So 1792. And then there's another plaque here on a slab here on the ground. Looks like it's been there a little later. Just let these tourists go by here. But anyway, there's a cemetery behind it. And coming up to a brown building, which is this kind of a I guess they got a hall, I guess membership hall or whatever. I don't know if it's where the offices are there. Used to be when I was a kid, when I was really little, there was a white building here. And to have rummage sale, I think my mom went with my mom and they had a rummage sale in that building. It was white. But we're coming up to Gage Street in just a second here. And so that's about that. But anyway, getting back to my self update. I went to bed, it was about 1 something, and so I just put the headset back in, because I know my mom had gone to bed, and wouldn't be long before my dad went to bed, and so about 20 to 2, my mom comes, "Oh, are you still up?" And I'm, "Yeah," and "Okay," and she didn't say too much else, and of course, you know, I wasn't really that worried. Because, well, 20 to 2 would be really 20 to 1 with the time change, because the time would change about 20 minutes after. So it would just be 1 o'clock again. So I was kind of thinking that. So I was in bed just before 2. Actually, the clock just changed, switched over. I already had just changed it to the new time. It just switched over to 1 o'clock. I'm keeping the voice down because I'm the house. Some of these houses are very close to the sidewalk. I just, like I say, crossed Gage Street just now. So I'll be coming to Johnson Street, will be the next one. Anyhow, so I woke up, it was just before 8, about, I think it was almost practically 5 to 8, so didn't have long, switched the radio on for the news, and was good. So then I looked at tweets on the iPhone, got up about 8:35, and got ready and went down for breakfast. And then I talked to the wife, Delma, and got off, had lunch, and I decided I'm going to go for a walk. So when I get, and for lunch I had eggs and, I don't know, some kind of cold meat, I don't know if it was ham or what it was, on some bread. My parents always like to get that rye bread, the, well, they call it the German bread, I don't know what it actually is, but it's more hearty and more filling than that bread we get, I've always gotten the really soft bread. Even though it's like the brown, the whole wheat bread, this is more filling. It's always, they've always gotten that particular bread. Because my mom always thinks that, well, that German bread, that flimsy bread is no good for nothing. It's not filling. It's just, it's a joke, really. But, you know, I didn't mind it, but she's always been used to the other. So, and I had that, and then so with some tomato and some lettuce and some apple juice. And so decided to head out for a walk. And so I did. So it's only about in the 30s, about two or three, something like that. I didn't check the temperature. And I don't know what it is now, but it's pretty cool. Definitely winter jacket weather. I got my hat on here. And I'm just walking across Johnson Street, and there's a creek here. We got pylons everywhere. I guess they're trying to fix the roads up here a little bit. Because this is the old section of Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is in a grid pattern. So there's like a white guardrail here. Right on the corner here. Okay. Someone on a bike. There's a metal bar. Let's see if I can reach it here. Okay, I better not. I don't want to step through shrubs and stuff, so. But anyway, we'll be coming up to Queen Street, which takes us into town. Another house really close to the road. So, that's the deal. When I get back home, I'm going to have coffee, probably some cheesecake, and hopefully having a good time. Let's see what time it is now. It's almost 5 to 3. I'm walking past a snow fence here. Plastic construction fence. And don't know if they got a board or something over the hole here. But anyhow, guess that's about it. So, what the heck, I'll keep this going until I get to Queen Street. How does that sound? We're almost there now. On the right, there's a large house. See, this whole section of town I'm in, this whole area, the streets are like a grid pattern, like a bunch of squares on a checkerboard. And there's a lot of old houses here, because this is a very historic town. The main street is just packed, and I do mean packed, with tourists during the summer. Even on a nice day like today, there's still people walking the streets all year round. It's mostly souvenir shops. Well, it's all souvenir shops. The only thing that's good for the residents on the main street is a grocery store, which they're not a very big store, but it is a grocery store, and a post office, and the Bank of Montreal, BMO, which happens to be the bank I deal with. Not this location, but I probably will, because speaking of that, I got to go Tuesday to have my account changed over. So, and the rest of it is, unless you're a tourist with lots of money, it doesn't really benefit you much. Residents have to go out of town to St. Catharines or other parts of the area, to other parts of town, to get the services they need. So, anyway, I'm now on Queen Street, and there's cars parked along. So, as I get into town, I'm going to snap a picture and attach here for the boo. And so, I think I'll probably do it, I don't know what I'll do, but I'm... Okay, just letting these tours, let a few people go by. And, I can tell there's quite a few cars parked along the street here. So, that's the plan. So, I would get the grocery store, but because it's got the sun in front of it, so I won't do any good. So maybe I'll just do the post office, which will be the cover picture for this boo. So, that's a wrap. And thanks everyone for listening, and I will see everybody next audio boo. Take care, and so long.